92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
New research from Cornell University, published in the Journal of Marriage and Family, which I did not know was a thing, says that there's a huge shortage of economically attractive men in America. And I'm going to be honest, when I read that, I felt like the president of that club. No matter how much I've tried, I've been alone for 20 years. And their study says that's what's contributing to the significant decline in marriage rates over the last 5 years. The women in the study basically said that they expect a potential husband to have an average income that's 58% higher than the amount earned by a typical unmarried man. And that's a lot. I mean, I have this job and 3 part-time jobs, and I'm barely paying my bills each month. The report also says that women on what I will call the extremes, those at the low end and the high end of the socioeconomic and financial spectrum, experience a harder time finding a compatible mate. Now, there's a lot of physical and economic factors dominating this study, but the one common thing that all the women admitted is that the road to marriage is genuinely and ultimately based on the quality of the relationship and love, and it always will be. They're just finding that most men in their 20s, 30s, and 40s don't meet their expectations as marriage material, mostly because they don't make enough money, which is sad.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.